Good evening, folks, and all you sinners. This is the 13th of October, 2017, and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, and this is the natural healing class.
For your
welcome, one ran and all.
It's only the 12th.
The 12th, okay, it's the 12th.
Oh, we need all the corrections we can get in our lives for what we're going forward. And what Robert was saying, all you sinners, we blasted the corporation and said something that was truthful. So I guess we have to be bowing our heads, and we should be contrite about that. But we'll move on, because this is about health. And this is about you being more healthy. And I really have to kind of go back to last week. We were talking about fungus, and we were talking about the different ways that fungus builds in your house, either with air conditioning or with heat, and the dust mites and how it affects your breathing and everything. And wonderful Nikki came on and said, Ann, you have candida. And, of course, candida is what that little black cloud that we put over here in the corner and then ignore it, because candida does not affect me, we say to ourselves, because I am so healthy, I say to myself. And so the next day I brought up the same topic with my health and wellness program, with the group's health and wellness program that comes on. I just MC it. And the upshoot was that I mentioned all about the fungus and all about this and about my toes and my feet and everything. And then Orpha, our gal from Illinois, said, well, you know, that could be candida. And she explained how it could be candida. And what it is, because I told her about, I told all of them, about my buying this, cheesecake medley. It had three of this, three of that, three of this, three of that, and three of this. And it was a beautiful pie-shaped thing, and I bought it home thinking I had been very wise in buying it for $3.99 until I looked at the bill a couple of days later. It was $8. So I not only bit myself with the price, I was really, as Orpha said it, feeding my candida. How can you feed candida? I mean, candida is that thing that they're always talking about that we just kind of push over to the side. Well, if you're standing in front of a mirror, or have a mirror that you have nearby that you're going to look at, stick your tongue out and look at it. If your tongue is white or has a white sheen on it, you've got candida pretty much through your body. Are you also having these little bites that come up and they itch and they kind of do welts and stuff like that? That's part of candida also. The craving that you have, that craving, oh, I would just love a bag of candy. I'd love to have that cake. And, or ice cream, you know, whatever's got sugar in it, candida is calling your name.
Oh, no, I've got candida, I'm dying.
There you go. This is the cry we all should be doing, because, and get this, I had another friend from our Friday's health and wellness. He called me later that day and said, there's an Italian doctor who is a cancer doctor, and he has been curing cancer with bicarbonate of soda. And you go, what? Yeah, bicarbonate of soda. But the point he called me about was that inside the tumors that were being dissected or bisected, whatever they do to check, is this a cancer cell? They're finding candida. Do you probably think that the American Murderers Association may know that if they treated candida, most people would get healthy? It's a novel idea. Oh, I'm a sinner again, Robert.
Oh, no.
I said something that could be truthful. Naughty, 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 naughty. Everybody pound their chair. I'm naughty. But
Hillary is going to send her people out.
There you go. What's her operative word? Kill them now rather than later. So, but the issue that we really can look at, first of all, we know the water is being poisoned. We were talking before we went on the air about the fires again going down the West Coast, or especially now in California, because this is kind of the end of their fire season, but they're still going strong. And why are all these trees burning? And we'll go into some of the ways the trees would burn. Robert did a great observation we'll share. And it's about the fact the trees are probably, and this is just my guesstimate, it's my opinion, so no quotes on it, but it is an idea that the stuff from the chemtrails that are coming down on our trees, our houses, our cars, our bodies, our animals, they may be fire starters, or they may be fire continuers. Much of them have fire stuff in them, barium, aluminum, and what other stuff is in there could sustain a tree to burn, and its neighbor to burn, and its cousin to burn, and its aunt, and its uncle, and its grandfather tree to burn. It will burn up a forest real fast. Why do they want to get rid of the forest? Does anybody have an idea why they want to get rid of the forest?
Well, it takes away the survival. What a person needs for survival is a big thing.
Oxygen.
Perfect. Oxygen. What did we talk about several weeks ago? Oxygen kills cancer. What else is it going to do? Have you ever heard of global warming? Could that also be part of the program? Well, what about the wildlife that is in those forests? Where are they going? How many of them are surviving in new environments? Survival again. We've got to look at the picture, the big picture. And then that takes me into the next topic I kind of wanted to bring up. Is this depressing you? Do you feel like there's no place for me to go? I'm sick with candida. I got cancer probably roaming through my body. And anything I eat has got GMO in it. What's the body to do? I'm depressed. I can't deal with it. And there are a lot of people that feel that exact way. But that's not what this program is about. It's about facing it. And I read this little email and I thought, you know, this is a really good solution that he has here. Let's use it. He says you can do one of three things: resolve it, remove it, or relinquish it. Now let's look at the word resolve. Re is, in another language that I've learned, David Wynn Miller's quantum language, re means no almost. But solve, not to solve it? Well, let's solve it. What's a way you could solve depression? I started the program so that you would hear some depressing things. And the fact that the candida's all through your body, and as Robert said, oh, no, I'm going to die. Oh, I got to give up. What is the solution for you? I'll tell you what I did. I upped my ante on the apple cider vinegar and honey, and I actually started putting baking soda in my water with the apple cider vinegar and honey. Now it foamed up and made this wonderful volcanic eruption in my glass, so I'm mopping up everything because I didn't think it'd do that. You know, I don't know that much. And so I'm mopping everything up. And I finally had courage, and I've got to say it that way. I finally had courage to really look at my tongue. My tongue, because I ate all of the cheesecake by myself. By myself, I was in. Oink, 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 oink. I ate it all. There's nobody else in the house but these three dogs and moi. And moi ate all that cheesecake. And I did it. I bought it Thursday. I had it all gone Saturday night. Does that mean I overdosed? Oh, big time. So Monday morning is when I had the courage to look at my tongue. My tongue was so encrusted with white, and it had a crack across my tongue. You know, the one that comes down the middle is there. That was one. But this was across it. So it was like, you're caked, girl. You are caked. And so I like, whoa, up the ante on the baking soda. So that's when I really did that. My tongue today is down to a kind of a normal white, but it's not gone away. It has not gone away. And it doesn't go away. When you've got it all through your body, it takes a while to really cleanse your body. Now, I can't go in and use a little toothbrush and scrub off all that stuff off my blood vessels, my adrenals, my pancreas, my liver, you name it, because that's all of it. It's all through all of them. And depending upon your strength of health, what do we say about a leaky roof? The water always goes to the weakest point. Your body will poop out at the weakest point. And so it's very important to look at it. Candida, fungus, and these viruses are rampant in our bodies, our environment, our homes, our cars. We can solve it. How? Let's think about that. Anybody got an idea to solve how you can do more to get better health? Robert, you had one. Oh, you were talking about the trees, the burning. But you know something out there in Oregon, what's going on out there, that you've had to do some solving yourself.
Oh, there's always something to solve, yes.
How would you solve this kind of body pollution that we have with some of this virus and fungus and all this stuff? They call it all different kinds of names. Even your heart problem may be connected with candida.
Well, it could be connected to many things. My solution to that was rewire my electronic system.
And but, what did you do with your electronic system?
Well, that's my pacemaker. But for most things that get me, I resolve it with things like colloidal silver or your drink of water and honey and vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar, right on. See, it's not that hard. We have to think about it. And the next R is remove. We do have to move it out of our body. We've got to get it out of our body. You know, there is so much that comes over my computer because I guess I'm on everybody's junk mail list. Let's send her another email. and 400 emails will come in about all, and it's not 400 different emails. It'll be about 300 of the same email done by all these people that are selling it to make some money. So it's that kind of repetition that I just go, delete, 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 delete. But we do want to move it. We want to move it out of our body. So you have to look at what can move it out of our body. I am finding that with some of the supplements that I use the Sun Corella. It's a green, little green kind of a pill, if you want to say, but it keeps me very regular. It keeps me actually in a good vibes for being very healthy. It has B12 in it. It has D in it. It has several other functional vitamins that help me keep on the balance. I, of course, do vitamin D, but that's for my bones. But I'm moving the stuff out of my body. You've got to be able to be, this is getting very graphic, but you have to have bowel movement. If you're not having bowel movement, you're letting that stuff cake, build, and crust inside your body. You must have 1 to 3 bowel movements a day. What do the dogs do? They eat, they poop. They eat, they poop. The cats eat, they poop. And when they don't, you go, what's wrong with the dog? But when we don't do it, we go right on about life. Oh, I feel great. Until the system crashes. So you have to really, what is causing you to be constipated? What way can you move it? And putting pills in is not putting, what do they call this, X-Lax and stuff. I don't even know if they make that still.
Oh, yes.
They do, okay. And I'll tell you a little story. When I was a junior in high school, I went to a boarding school, and we had juniors had to be initiated into seniorhood. And this buddy of mine and I went home to Chicago, and we decided our sweet little juniors were going to give a present to the sweet seniors. Only a box of X-Lax fell into the fudge. And we were stirring around, and this box of X-Lax fell into the fudge, and we just kept on stirring. So we brought it back to campus, and we gave it to the seniors, and we allowed them to have a wonderful time eating our chocolate. Well, this one girl, let me phrase it, she was a pig. She really wanted to eat all of the fudge. Well, that night, she had a fashion show where she was modeling some clothes. She couldn't even leave the bathroom. She could not even leave the bathroom. She was getting cleaned out. And she came up to us the next day or 2 days later after she got her body back together and said, did you put anything in that fudge? And we looked at her in total surprise. We'd never do something like anything to fudge. It's too good to ruin. So you know I'm not the most ethical provider when it comes to and jokes on people. However, she was cleaned out. And that was a really big lesson for my friend and I. We did not realize how much it could really harm someone if you overdose. And she definitely had overdosed. We never even thought of it. So we just thought everyone would take one piece and it'd be a little effect. No big deal. She ate so much of it. It was good fudge. And so it was a learning lesson for me. I never did it again, people. I never, never, never did it again. But I learned too much of anything is not good for you. So it's important, too little is not good for you either. So it goes back to our water talk. It goes back to what food are you putting in your body, and it really is looking at do I have candida or don't question? And really check your tongue. Check your feet and see if you are having crusting. See if your toes, toenails, are getting that greenish. It goes from your regular toe color to kind of a brown to an icky brown, and it just gets uglier. And you never want to take your socks off or wear open-toed shoes. So if you're in that position, seriously, go and look at what candida is about so you start to see how you can help yourself get well. And the third word is relinquish. That means, to me, let go of it. Don't brood on it. Do what you need to remove it. Do what you need to resolve it and move on. You're not going to die like Robert was so wonderful to say. You will get healthier, though. And what is this program all about? It's about getting healthier. I had a teacher this morning when we were having our 101 accounting, and he was asking a blunt question to these young people. Do you know we could have an EMP and you would not have any electricity, cooking, or water, or anything, or sewage removal? Are you ready for that? And they just kind of stared at him. No response. No response at all. You've got to be aware, you resolve it, or solve it, or move it so you get a better feel for your body, for your environment, and preparation. And then let it go. Relinquish it. Let it go. When, how many of us have in our lifetimes, and I know some of us are mature seniors and some are younger, but how many times have you ever sat there and dwelt on something that you were pissed off about? And he did this, and she did that, and he did this, and she did that, back and forth and back and forth until you are exhausted, and then take it up the next day? I think I spoke about this way back in the beginning, in the fact that look around you. Is there anyone around you that really is aware of your he said, she said argument that you're carrying on? If they're not, let it go. You will feel a lot better. Even the fact of with the candida, it will get better. You're making strides to make it get better makes you get better. Think wellness. Think of the story I said about the pastor. And the pastor was so tired of asking that parishioner, how are you feeling, sweetie? Or Mrs. Smith, he would say, because he wouldn't call her sweetie. Mrs. Smith, and she'd tell him. Until he switched, he moved away from that point and moved into, gee, you're looking so much better. What are you doing? He was helping her let go, helping her move on, helping her solve her problems. Sometimes we need that. We need someone to do that to us. And sometimes you need it for even friendships you have. Because some friendships can be vampires, suck you really dry, and you don't need that. You need to be moving forward, keeping your energy up, keeping your excitement for life. I don't care what the corporation is doing. It really isn't for us. So why do we spend time thinking of it? Think about what you can do for you. Think about what is better for you. Think about how you can help someone else. What is that wonderful line, Robert? It's not a hand out, it's a hand up. Help someone to rise up. Is that the correct way that goes? Because so many times people have their hand out and want you to put something in it. And no, we need to help. Put your hand down and help someone up. And
yep.
That will help you feel better. Any other ideas you guys might have? I just use those three words because I think they're so apropos to everything that we're doing, no matter what we're doing. Those three, solve it, move it, or let it go. Anybody else? Well, hearing all those responses, just one at a time, and we'll be able to move forward. So I found that my having to learn how to take care of my health has been my ability to let things go. When I was a young mama and had five little babies, I mean, I had to watch them all the time. I couldn't get sick. You know, that wasn't fair for mama to get sick. And I did. I got sick. My husband had to take over watching the kids. And there was one time when I was feeling really punked because we had what they call bagworms on our big, beautiful evergreen tree. It was the most wonderfully proportioned outside Christmas tree. And it was before they did all the stringing of the lights on the trees. Now, of course, I hope they've kept the tree. And I had sprayed it, but the spray made me so sick. And I was then laying down, and my son hadn't felt well, so I told him to bring me the baby aspirin bottle. Now, it's supposed to be sealed so a kid couldn't open it. He was two. And he went and he got it, and I fell asleep. Well, he proceeded to eat the baby aspirin. He was supposed to take a baby aspirin, so he took it. Well, he took half of the bottle. Now, they're only a small amount, but that's still too much for a two-year-old. And so when I came back to present and got a little more cognizant, I had to call my sister-in-law. She came over. We took him to the hospital. He had to go into the hospital. They had to pump his stomach. You know, all the drama over baby aspirin. But it is the fact that when we get that point of medicine doesn't help me, medicine makes my kids sick, I've got to do something different. And that's where we really need to be. We have to let go of the doctor knows everything, I know nothing. You know your body. You are the master of your own body. And it's very, very valuable for you to bring that out. Does anybody else know how they have mastered something they have confronted? Jan or Robert who else is on? Ah, that was a good rhythm. It's good.
Well, I mastered just letting it go. Trouble is, when I just let it go, my house gets dirty. I don't have any food to eat. My dogs are begging for me to dump some dog food in, and I just... Nah, I'm letting it go right now. I'm on strike. But then I have to come back to reality.
But see, you're letting go of life. That isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about letting go, thinking yourself into a negative and unhealthy and unwholesome way of thinking. Because what is the best thing for you to do when you really feel, oh, I feel so depressed, Go out and walk. Go out and see the trees. Go out and feel a tree. Go out and look at a flower. Take the dogs for a walk. Take the cat for a walk. Whatever. Get out of the house for a little while. You know that old joke, my grandmother walks 5 miles per day. She left the other day, and we don't know where she is. She keeps walking 5 miles per day. So it isn't what you have to do. You come home, and you look at the house differently. You don't have to not do anything. Maybe you'll get that fire of energy. If you don't, there's no whip that has to go in your hand. You do not have to beat yourself up, because that's what we were programmed to be, to program ourselves that we're not good enough. We aren't smart enough. We're not able enough. We're all this negative stuff. That's a lie. And that truly is a lie.
Yeah, so, I just blame it on Jan.
Oh, see, now that's a good one. You got the other one we were taught was blaming on someone else. And Jan falls for it every time, right, Jan?
Never, never, never.
I knew that. That's great. However, many of us do. Didn't we just have an election? And aren't they still going over and over about that election? And how many months ago? Isn't it almost a year since we had that election?
And they still haven't got back to blaming it on Jan. They're still blaming it on Trump and the Russians.
There you go. Now, I don't know why they don't get that, but it's important that the blame game stops when we stop blaming someone else for our illness, blaming someone else for this or that or another thing. This is totally crazy the way we have to do a blame game.
You know.
Go ahead.
This is probably way too far out for you young people. But 25 years ago, when I was heavily into dowsing, and I would watch the energy move around a group. You get a group, maybe it's a family gathering, maybe it's a social group somewhere, and you'd watch the energy flow. People would be talking, and they'd kind of get down on one person, and they'd be transferring a lot of negative energy onto those people. And pretty soon that person would say, oh, gee, I'm not feeling too good. I either got a little headache or, you know, a scratchy throat, something's not going on. So if you're into pendulum dowsing, you can do things like remove those energies. So I'd kind of disappear around the corner and work on the person and remove those energies, and then I'd go back and I'd sit there for a while. And pretty soon that person, oh, gee, you know, I'm feeling better now, you know, and they'd perk right up. And then you could watch people would move on to kind of sending negative energy to someone else in the group. And you could do the same thing. So it has a real effect when you do send that energy to people. And it can be very easily removed. It'll make you sick if you don't eventually.
Well, thank you, Jan, because we should actually, for the sake of our young people, really have a program about you explaining really what is dowsing and why and what it can do, because that is the perfect example of how a vampire-ish type will suck the energy out of someone and or the crowd. And what do you think the television's about? Wouldn't you say they're vampires?
You can pick up, you know, if you're into the healing arts, like I know we have some massage therapists in the group and that sort of thing. You have to be very careful when you're working with people so that you don't take on their energies. About 25 years ago, my wife went to massage therapy school, and she was a great healer. But after her clients would leave, I'd look over, and she's starting to hold her hand in the middle of her back. She's got a backache. This hurts, that hurts. And I says, okay, what did you pick up this time? Well, this person had a sore back, da-da-da-da-da-da, or this person had something else. So I would take the pendulum and do a clearing on her. And in an hour or so, she'd feel, oh, I feel pretty good again, you know. But she'd realize she'd picked up things from these people, and she'd come over and we'd clear it. And there's a number of different ways to clear it other than the pendulum, but at the time that was basically what I was using. So all those people that are out there and helping you, you have to be careful. You need to do protection before you start your healings and that sort of thing, so you don't take on everything they've
done. Just the opposite of that, if I, as a massage therapist, go in to work on somebody and my mind is preoccupied with a problem, I can transfer that right to that client.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that's most anybody can do that just by stopping and talking to somebody, transfer how they're feeling into that person. They might have been smiling when you stopped to talk to them. You were unhappy about something. You very possibly could transfer that unhappiness into them, and they could actually multiply it and transfer it back to you.
Excellent. This is so important what you're bringing up, because it's energy. Did anybody in anything you said, Jan, or anything you said, Robert, did they come in with mallets and hit the people? Did they come in and say, bang, you're sick? No, it was energy.
You know, there is a group of people that go, and you can just kind of see them spread negative energy ahead of them. People that fall in that category often go in to return something to a store. They go up to the service desk, I guess you call it, or disservice desk, whichever it is, and they proceed to read somebody out. You can just see the person behind the counter kind of wilt. That is a very thankless job. You really have to do protection if you're doing something like that. Or if you're a mailman, and you deliver the mail. Well, think of all the bills and junk in that mail that goes out that people get, and they are unhappy with it, and they run that energy right back at you, you know? You have to really watch for them, you know?
That is so wonderful, wonderful feedback. That is so invaluable. It is the point that what you're talking about is all about the energy. Nothing new. It's all about energy. And everything we've talked about, every time, it's been about energy. So, Jan, next week, would you mind terribly kind of explaining what dowsing is and how it is? I've been in dowsing, I'm going to say parties, where we laid on the floor and they did dowsing on us. It was wonderful sensation. Mm-hmm. So I have a dowsing young lady. She's 82 or 83. She's just a beautiful lady. And she was belonged to a dowsing club. And I know a lot of people go, dowsing? Why would you douse? What's a douse, you know? So if you don't mind, I would love to have you help people learn that, because people may need it if we need water. You may need it if you need to really look for who's putting the hex on it. You may need it for a lot of different things that Jan can help us with. Is that true, Jan?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
All right. I appreciate that, because, again, it isn't about you listening to me. It's about all of us working together so we learn from each other. I do not have all the answers. I've been bragging to myself, you have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I have what I've learned, and that's all I have. And if I hadn't learned it, I wouldn't have had it. So let's all work together. And this is great. I love it, Jan. So anybody else have any kind of added ways in which they're changing their energy? Remember, solve it, move it, or let it go. What would you have done?
You know, if you have advanced to the point where you've learned what you don't know, you're well on your way. You're way ahead of most people. Not so much what you do know.
Perfect, perfect. That's another whole segue and a whole other teaching thing, because of the fact a lot of you may have heard of him. I don't know. His name is Kevin Trudeau, but he teaches that you go from I know nothing to I know something, but still not a master of it, to I know a little more and I can do it a little better, but I'm still not a master of it, but I know that I know nothing. It's that revelation. I don't know anything. That's why, to me, school has become so exciting, because I know nothing, and I'm learning so much. And what is otherwise, I'm even auditing the freshman class that I took last year, because they didn't know what they were talking about. It's accounting, but good gravy. I think I can spell it now, but that doesn't mean I know anything. So it's exciting when you hear new things. And I got to tell you, when you start looking outside of you to help others, like Jan did with his wife, you find you're helping yourself. Isn't that true, Jan, how much better the house felt after you cleared your wife and you got your wife feeling better?
Right. We have a special therapy room, and we always keep that cleared, and you always clear it before you start a healing.
Excellent. I am so proud of you and your wife, because, you know, a lot of husbands don't get it, that you really have to work together. And I'm not chastising husbands. We've been taught that way. The man knows everything. Whoops.
Well.
Did I speak out of time? And the woman knows nothing? Excuse me. There is no all or ever. Go ahead, Jan. I know you have some wonderful feedback.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm an engineer, and that is probably the least likely type of individual to ever go into anything healing. And so in the teaching that I've done in healing and different things like that, I found that it's a really good place to go if you're a male, because there's no other males there. It's about 90% female, and the energy is so interesting and so much better than a lot of the male groups that you'll get in. It's always fascinating. And once in a while, you'll find somebody like Robert that's also into the healing arts. And it's a pleasure to meet those people, because they're very special people.
And I came from being a diesel mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you are. Totally out left field kind of guys,
yep.
And
yep.
you brought it together. Excellent.
Least likely to be there.
Yeah. And the biggest thing that people have to get, it doesn't make you less of a man.
No.
How much more powerful you are by what you know. Is that
true? I'm just proud that my fingers were still sensitive enough that I could use them in massage and could still see within the body with them.
Ah.
Because I had beat them to death as a mechanic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's true. Wow. You know, you don't think of that. And the fingertips and the fingers are so sensitive for what so many of us do that when you think of that kind of like a mechanic or any kind of person using heavy utensils, you think they become insensitive, but that you didn't, right, Robert? You didn't become insensitive.
No, I was lucky. As much as I cut them up and smashed them and everything, they maintain their sensitivity.
Excellent. And see,
you know, there's an interesting point that Robert just made. I've spent half my life being a farmer and the other half at the same time being an engineer. So I've done a lot of mechanical work like Robert, and I've done a lot of welding. And if you know anything about welding, hot metal might be 3,000, 3,500 degrees before it melts too much. And you're welding something, and you've got a bunch of parts you're putting together, and you lay them down on the table, and you go to pick up one with your glove off, and the next thing you smell is that burning skin, you know, and you see your fingerprints outlined.
Yeah, it smells so nice, don't it?
Oh, man, it stinks.
Especially when it's your own skin. I know.
That's
yeah,
right.
All right. Oh.
So that kind of provided the impetus for me to learn how to heal burns instantly. Because
there
if you don't,
go.
You got about a two-week time when the skin peels off and grows back, you know. And that's a mind technique for healing that sort of thing.
That's kind of why I learned how to heal, too, was the fact that I didn't want to take their medicine for what I told you about. I got sick.
Yep.
My son got sick. I got sick. I mean, it's all this medicine crap that we're doing. You can't take the medicine. It's chemicals. Your body cannot tolerate the chemicals. So you've got to solve it a different way, move yourself from it, and let it go. Yeah, go ahead.
I have medication that I have to take. And I have to take it just so other people can stand being around me.
They used to call that deodorant.
Yeah,
no.
Really. Or bad breath or something.
Now, I came back from Vietnam with PTSD, and I was a very angry man. And I didn't mind letting people know how angry that I was. And so for a good many years, I've had to take chill pills. I keep looking for something to replace them, but I haven't found it yet.
And that's something we could all start thinking about, because is it in the sense of you feeling you still have to fight your battle, or is it because you still do not feel trusted by anybody, even at this time?
I get into a depression from the PTSD. And when I do, the PTSD kind of grabs me around the throat and it gets into my brain and says, you can do anything. You're the best. And you're always right. No matter what you say, you are always right. And my body reacts and says, yeah, I am, ain't I? I become somebody else because that entity has taken over my brain. And so I have to guard against that. I have to be able to recognize the triggers. I have to be able to remain calm in stressful situations. And so I keep trying to come off of the medication and try on other things, but over the years, nothing has ever worked. So I keep searching for a natural way to get off of them, and I keep hoping that I'll hear somebody one of these days say, hey, you know, I have a solution there. Because I'd sure try it.
Well, I'll tell you, I have heard of a solution. You know what it is? A service dog. And I met a gentleman at the at Costco here in Spartanburg. And I said, is that a little hair chihuahua? And he said, yes. I had a bigger dog, but he was too big for him to really help me. This is my service dog because of my PTSD.
Yep.
I can just hold him, and the dog knows to just love him. Not letting the thing that you've been saying, because it really does take you over. PTSD is very hard.
I have two dogs, and I have three horses. They all help me immensely, but I still need more.
But see, you're working always through it, and that's invaluable.
Well, by staying busy, I don't have to think about it as much.
Good. And that is the premise of letting it go by going and doing something else.
Right.
You do something else. It takes your mind off of the A situation, and you go and do maybe the H situation, and that A is so far away when you get through. I mean, how many of us have heard friends say, oh, that headache, it's so bad. And then you ask them, well, you didn't complain about the headache all the 4 hours that you were working on whatever. Oh, I wasn't, was I? Gee, I wonder why that is. Because you were distracted and you were not focusing on a negative.
Yeah, it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Really
you have
is.
To be sometimes be careful when you meet somebody you haven't seen for a while and you say, well, how are you feeling? Because they're just liable to tell you. And when they do, a lot of them just really dump on you. So you need a good clearing after that.
My biggest problem with PTSD is it doesn't want me to meet other people. It doesn't want me to even go and meet my neighbors. So I have to overpower and force myself to do these things.
And that's a good thing. Well, if you took one of your dogs with you to go meet the neighbor, a dog doesn't like to stay in one place too long.
Well, the thing is, I have a fear of someone getting too close to me, you know, too attached or something. Because in Vietnam, the people that worked under me, took orders from me, if they got too close to me, they died.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big responsibility. Oh,
and so I just started being very standoffish and not allowing anyone too close to me because I did not want them to die.
Right. Yeah.
And that is still a problem with me that I have to battle with all the time.
Right. Yeah. And that'll be an ongoing battle because that's what life's about, is
yep.
our getting close to people. And to have pro-survival is
yep.
about us working together. So that is not an easy road, and it's important for people to get how PTSD. Robert, you and I should talk. There's a way I've helped people with PTSD. And again, it may not help, but at least what you've been going through and the length of time you've been going through it is invaluable, that maybe there's something out there now. So
yeah, well, I've had 3 years of counseling on it and multiple classes on anger.
Yeah.
And I keep reading everything that I come up on and everything. But I guess it's time now that we get off of here and go on over to COS.
All right. And we will have Jan do next week with dowsing. I love it. I love dowsing. Yep. I think it's so exciting. Okay. See you guys next week.
Thank you all for being here.